This is KCUR. For decades, Johnson County has lured people from all over the metro with its promise of safe neighborhoods and good schools. Some have had to make sacrifices to make that move, as the cost of living there is higher than in other parts of the area. As part of our ongoing coverage of the Johnson-Wyandotte County line, KCUR's Christina Leffring has the story of one woman who crossed the border into Johnson County and is trying to make it work for herself and her children.
Megan Rojas's son, Julian, is a typical two-year-old. He's already eaten two bowls of peaches and is still hungry.
You want cereal?
Yes, please.
He eats all day.
Do you want these?
These.
He picks out Rice Krispies with milk, and Megan tells him he has to eat at the bar in the kitchen.
That's one thing that I don't like, is that there's not enough space to put a table. So he either has to sit at the bar or on the couch. I wish we had a table. Living in a two-bedroom doesn't give you much space.
Megan also has a daughter, Mackenzie, who's in fifth grade. Mackenzie gets her own room, while Megan shares her room with Julian.
But we can't afford a three-bedroom. They're like $800 or $900 a month, and I only pay $665 for the two-bedroom. And it started out as $650, and then my second year they raised it to $665. So then this year they'll raise it again, and that kind of worries me too.
Megan grew up in Wyandotte County in Turner, which is right on the border with Johnson County. Her father built his own house, and it was a nice neighborhood. Still, she wanted to leave Wyandotte. She had always heard the schools were better and neighborhoods were nicer in Johnson County.
I always wanted to move to Johnson County, especially when I had kids. When I had my daughter, then I really wanted to move out here.
Megan's grandmother, father, mother, and sister live in Johnson County, but she stayed in Wyandotte, in her childhood home, until about 2 years ago. Her now ex-husband left, and her mother decided to sell the house. So she lived at Hillcrest, a transitional housing complex, which allows families to live rent-free for a few months. She saved up for a deposit on an apartment and moved across the county line to Shawnee.
We struggle a little bit more financially because it is just me now. I don't know, it's nicer out here and their schools are better. So my daughter really likes school right now. She likes it. She did math club, student council, and she's pretty involved.
She works full-time for an answering service, where she takes messages for doctor's offices and apartment maintenance calls. One perk is that she works from home 3 days a week, which means she can take care of Julian. The 2 days she has to go in, the state helps pay for Julian's child care, but she still struggles to make ends meet.
I go through Catholic Charities a lot. When my husband initially left, they helped me with my light bill, and they've helped me with my car. I used their pantry. They've helped out quite a bit.
Megan is in Catholic Charities Community America program, which teaches low-income families financial planning. It's held at their office in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. Before class, there's a free dinner for the families in the large main room. Julian smears his face with spaghetti before he starts running around in circles. Mackenzie, his older sister, chases after him and plays with him.
If you don't chase him, he'll come back.
Mackenzie goes upstairs to join her class, which teaches the kids about money and savings. Megan takes Julian upstairs and drops him off at daycare.
Bye, Julian.
Back downstairs, about a dozen women are seated in a semicircle. The instructor is upbeat. She asks for updates from the women on their budgeting, then goes into an activity where the women brainstorm ways they can teach their children about budgets and savings. They share ideas for low-budget activities they could do with their children.
We colored eggs and watched a movie.
Oh, that's nice. We'll see in those creative activities. It's so funny because, I mean, how often do you feel like you get the chance to do something like that with the kids?
Right.
Not very, because I work nights.
Financially, Megan struggles more than she probably would on the other side of the county line. But the sacrifice is for the sake of her kids, to give them the best upbringing and education she can. And overall, Megan is optimistic about the future.
Because I think it'll get better. It will. In time. I mean, because if I just thought it was going to get worse, then I mean, you know, I just got to stay positive. And I got to stay positive for them.
Christina Leffring, KCUR News.